Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hi, my name is Jesse and I'm new at Dixon's Creek Primary School and only just started at the start of Term 4. I've joined the 3-4 class and today I'm joined by my new classmates Mia, Emmy and Bailey. I'm going to be talking about how awesome this school is. I'll start with a simple reason, like we get icy poles on Fridays. There are 4 flavours, apple, blackberry, blackcurrant and watermelon. My personal favourite is apple because it's tangy, cold and yummy. Even though I haven't had any of the others yet, I still love apple. The second thing that I love, the teachers. I love the teachers. I think the teachers are fantabulous at Dixon's Creek Primary School. We have 9 teachers and 1 principal. Their names are Mr. Fallon, Mrs. Borden, Mrs. Hull, Mrs. Sharbel, Mrs. Kendall, Mrs. J, Mr. D, Kumi, and Mrs. Smith. Our principal is Mrs. Walker. I like them because they're awesome and nice. Now the house groups. There are 4 house groups in our school and we're proud to be in them. I'm in Lorimer House, which is yellow house. And there's also Dixon, which is green. Smedley is blue and Hargraves is white. Our house groups are named after local families and lots of different activities. And we do lots of different activities in these groups like sports, music, arts. And we have a competition at the end of each term to see which house can get the most house points and have a party. A bit like Harry Potter, I guess. At Dixon's Creek Primary School, there are also no bullies. Everyone cares a lot about each other. Everyone is very inclusive, and I've already made a heap of friends. Playground time! There are 2 playgrounds in the school, also an oval, basketball court, and a super cool pine forest. My estimate of trees that are in the pine forest is 72. They're organically grown so if the school needed money, they could cut them down and sell them, but that was decades ago. The kids have so much fun in them that there'd be a riot if we lost them now. Now Mark Van. Mark Van is the local travelling library. In Mark Van, we are learning about natural disasters. One of the things that we've learned about is a tsunami. So far we've learned that a tsunami is a series of waves that are caused by an earthquake, underwater volcanic eruption, or a landslide. Some other natural disasters are pestilence, flood, fire, landslide, drought, and a volcanic eruption. To conclude, I'm really glad to have started at Dixon's Creek Primary School. Thanks to all the kids and teachers for making me feel so welcome. Alright, thanks for listening, and a big shout out to Dixon's Creek Primary School, Yarra Valley FM, my best friends Harry and Lennon, and my family. Next up, you'll be hearing from me about school values and my favourite new subject, cooking, after this song.
We're gonna rise till we fall. They say we got no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We're gonna rise till we fall. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop us. Climb to the top with you. We could be the greatest ones who never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They tryna hate, but we won't change anything at all. Oh, we gonna rise till we fall. They think we just drop out, living at our mom's house. Parents must be so proud, they know it all. No, they don't speak our language. They say we're too sad. it on, no, 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 is we don't get. We're gonna keep it on going till we can't go no more. We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. Yeah. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop. Climb to the top, you go. We could be the greatest ones who never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They try to hate.
Grade 3 at Dixon's Creek Primary School. At our school, we reach each day to be the best we can. Reach is our school values. R is for resilient, E is for energetic, A is for accountable, C is for caring, and H is for honest. Our reach values are important to me because I love being all the reach values and it makes me a better person and friend. Our reach values are important to the school because the school will become a better school and students will respect each other. At the school, some people, including me, have made a resilient club called the We Belong Club. We work in there at recess and the second half of lunch. I love doing it and helping people who are feeling lonely or nothing to do. At our school, we have a school oath. I'll read it out to you. I'll always reach to be the best at school, at home, and in my community. I'll always be resilient and bounce back from sadness and defeat. All my energy will be used to be my very best in all I do. I'll be accountable to myself and others for my choices. Caring for others is always important to me. I strive to be honest with myself and others. I'm proud to be a student at Dixon's Creek Primary School. Also at assembly, my friends and I did a play. Emily, Grace, myself, Emma and Ella talked about what resilience is and how to bounce back when faced with tricky or tough times. At Dixon's Creek Primary School, every year our classes cook in our school kitchen. This term, my class, we are cooking healthy food. Here are some. Delightful pancakes, crispy veggie fritters, healthy quiche, tasty pizza, amazing choc chip cookies, bliss balls, chicken soup, waffles, and apple pie. Yummo! At our school, we have a veggie patch and we try to use the things we grow in our recipes. My two favourite recipes were veggie fritters and pancakes. We cook in the kitchen to learn new skills. We get taught to use peelers, knives, and graters. We use the hot plates and the oven with care. We also learn to measure liquids and solids with measuring cups, spoons, and scales. Cooking is also like science. There are chemical reactions where solids turn to liquids, like melting butter in a pan. Some solids can doubles in size, like a cake rising in an oven. Thanks for listening.
If I fall for you,
My name is Bailey. I am in grade 3 from Dixons Creek Primary School. In the 3-4 room, we are working on poetry. At the moment, we are studying poetry and reading poems that people have written. We are also writing our own poetry. Last week in our cooking lesson, we made vegetable fritters. While we were eating, we had to write down words that described what we were seeing, feeling, tasting, hearing, and smelling. Then we wrote poems using these words from our 5 senses. Here's mine. The vegetable smells like pepper, light as a feather. It felt crisp, like a crispy chip. Slip, oh no. Looks like puke, said the Duke. Pop makes me bop. And lastly, tasted like parsley. We'd been reading a lot of poems in class. We learned that poems can rhyme or not rhyme, be long or short, funny or sad. You can make poems out of your imagination or thoughts or even emotions, and you have got to make it exciting for the reader. During our poetry unit, we've also been learning to read poems with fluency. This means that the reader makes sure that they don't sound like a boring robot. You need to try and read smoothly, like you've read the text many times before and you're making it sound exciting for your audience to listen to. Here's a poem from an old book my teacher found called Second Book. It's actually a riddle and it's one of my favourites. In marble halls as white as milk, lined with skin as soft as silk, within a fountain of crystal clear, a golden apple doth appear. No doors are there to this stronghold, yet thieves break in and steal the gold. In spring I look gay, decked in comely array, in summer more clothing I wear, and when colder it grows I fling off my clothes, and winter quite naked appear. Old Mother Twitchett had but one eye, and a long tail which she let fly, and every time she went over a gap she left a bit of her tail in a trap. The reason I chose this riddle because it was funny, because it had a rat in it and it kept losing its tail in a trap, and someone was naked in winter. Here was another riddle from Second Book. As I went through the garden gap, who should I meet but Dick Redcap?
a stick in his hand, a stone in his throat. If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a groat. Two legs sat upon three legs, with four legs standing by. Four then were drawn by ten. Read my riddle, you can't, however you try. One by one they show at night, each one like a tiny lighted dot over the dome of the sky, more than you could count or I. Next up, you'll hear from Emma. Be warned, she's going to blow your mind.
We'll be right back. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it tonight.
And grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hi, my name is Emma and I go to Dixon's Creek Primary School. At school, we read a book called The Secret Knowledge of Grown-Ups by David Wisniewski. It talked about all the reasons that grown-ups make us kids follow rules, but then explained the real reasons behind the rules. The truth, like if we don't drink milk, then giant atomic cows will explode, and that our hair actually goes in rather than out. That's why we have to brush it every day. Here's my favourite part of the book. Grown-up rule 56. Don't blow bubbles in your milk. Official reason? It's noisy, sloppy and rude. The truth. Those aren't the real reasons. The truth is that blowing the wrong way down a straw reverses the action, creating a powerful vacuum that sucks your face right into the glass. Kids don't know it, but thousands of these incidents happen every year. That's why all grown-ups keep an emergency suck face kit with a hammer and crowbar within easy reach of the dinner table where most milk-related accidents are caught. Unfortunately, a quick rescue seldom prevents the result of having your face sucked into a glass because of their unusual features. Survivors once faced cruel taunts and demeaning careers of licking stamps and blowing up balloons. However, recent advances in face masks have allowed many of the afflicted to reenter society. But why give yourself problems? Don't blow bubbles in milk with a straw and never, never blow bubbles into your soda bottle. After reading it as a class, we had to write our stories about why we should have to follow grown-ups' rules. It seems a bit ridiculous to us why we have to do the work, but if all your jobs are done, you get to have fun and have your friends over. Rules at my house are mostly so no one gets hurt. One of my least favourite rules is that I have to keep my room clean. If it is messy, I don't get to have friends over or have fun, because if there's something lying on the ground, guess what happens? They could step on it and get hurt. Then the parent gets into trouble as well as the child, all because they didn't do what they're supposed to do. I think rules are important. Don't get me wrong. You need to keep people safe and you don't want to go losing friends just because they hurt themselves while they were over having a play. But did you know the real reason why you have to clean your room? It's not about safety. It's not about keeping your parents happy either. The true reason that you have to keep your room clean is that if you don't, it will probably turn into a monster room and eat you up. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Yarra Valley FM, for letting me go on the on your station, and yeah, thank you.
Thank you for letting me on the Yarra Valley FM, and thanks for the phone call, Mum.
Thank you so much. I'll see you at school. Bye.
Thank you so much, Yarra Valley FM. Thank you, Cora.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Cora.
It might seem crazy